Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Did we just become best friends?
Yup!
Do you want to go do karate in the garage?
Yup!
Big time of friendship.
I like you. Do you like me?
I do like you.
You are my friend.
You're a nice young man, and I am your friend.
Shut up, please. I got friends now. I don't need you anymore.
You're my best friend!
Friend requests.
The friend request?
Why you ain't accept my friend request, bro? But you don't want to be my friend.
Welcome to the friend request. It's Chloe, your host. It's great to be here. How you doing? Today's episode, guys, it's so good. It's so fun. You're going to love it. I'm just dropping in at the top to say what I'm up to. I am sitting and I'm hungry, honestly. But also right now, still in Melbourne, although when this episode comes out, I will not be there any longer. So don't, you know, you would have already come to my shows. You would have already loved it. We've had the best time ever. She's probably been award nominated. I mean, who knows? But the festival isn't over at this point, so keep going and supporting live comedy and comedians that you love and don't know even. You should definitely go see today's guest. He is, in my opinion, the funniest person in the country, easily. Go see him. He's just, yeah, you know, when you go to a show and you get to that point where you're like just laughing so hard your stomach hurts. He's one of those, and it's just a phenomenal sight. Oh, my God. Anyway, before I do introduce today's guest, I would love to say to you that I love you, obviously, because we're there, and also that I would absolutely adore if you wanted to do a little share, subscribe, what's the one, rate and review the podcast on Spotify or Apple, hit subscribe on YouTube if you haven't already. I'm sure you have. You guys are incredible. And gosh, if you're in Sydney, come see my show. Guys, I'm well into the festival now. I've done the show 5 times already. It's so good. I'm so proud of it. And I really think that you'll like it. I think it's got something for everyone. It is hot girl stuff. So obviously girlies come out, but it's really great. I'm so proud of it. Come see it. Otherwise, you know, I'll be a massive superstar. I'll have a Netflix special and you'll go, I could have been there live, you know? And I mean, I'd be kicking myself if I were you. Anyway, today's guest, guys, he's wonderful. You would have seen him all over the telly over the years. He's a superstar. And like I said, just the funniest guy in the country. Please enjoy today's episode with the wonderful Greg Larson. Comfy?
Yeah, actually, yeah? Surprisingly comfy. Yeah,
yeah, it's all right, right?
Yeah, you can it's lean. Nice. It's I'm can in my robe. Pillows? It's like a comfy leaning situation.
Yeah, good. I had a guest on Andrew Bensley,
yeah,
from Sydney, and he was really hungover. And we were in the full fort, you know, home advantage, but he was like lying down, almost passed out.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, he was That's very cool. happy.
This would be a good podcast to take a nap on.
Yeah, yeah.
And you could just like ASMR, listen to someone breathing as they sleep. That would be a cool podcast.
Yeah. Well, I hope that you don't fall asleep because, again, as I was saying to you, it's a little weird being out of town and inviting people to do the podcast in a hotel.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like if you're falling asleep, that's not going to look good for me.
Yeah, it's real. It is weird, but it's cool. Like, it's like, yeah, I'll bring pajamas, come to this hotel room. Yeah, no, it's fun.
Oh, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
This is a podcast all about friendship.
Mm-hmm.
I like to often start by saying how I know the guest, but we don't know each other.
No.
This is so exciting.
We met briefly, what, like 2 nights ago?
2 nights ago, 3 nights ago, something like that.
I just had a big Chinese meal.
Yes.
And we met on the street and you were talking to Damien Power.
Yes.
And I went, hey. And then immediately after, because I had to go, like I was already like on my way out and I was like, I'll see you soon.
Yeah.
And then I immediately after, I nearly stepped in vomit.
Oh.
And then I went, oh, like that. And then I saw Guy Williams on a skateboard. And he was like, hey, man. And at first I was like freaked out because I thought I was going to get bashed. And then I was like, oh, no, it's Guy. And I went, hey, man. And then a guy came running up to me and I thought he was like really drunk. And he was stopping me going, hey, just wait one second. And I was like, oh, I got to go. And I was like overwhelmed. And then as I was leaving, he started yelling, oh, I just wanted to say I liked your comedy. Fuck you. And he started yelling at me.
No.
And then he was going, fuck you. And I just went, ah. Oh, and then I ran off. And then I went to my car and went home.
Flipped like a dime. So that was a
cool night.
Jesus Christ. That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a little too much.
Mm-hmm.
I can very much understand your instinct to any yelling, any running, all of that. Yeah. I'm immediately guards up.
Yeah. I assume I'm getting dead. Bashed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it's because, I grew up in Ipswich. I feel like that's.
Brisbane, Wynnum. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Wynnum. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. You got to be careful. I mean, also, there have been a few bashings of comedians this festival already.
Have there?
Yeah. Kevin Jin and Corey White. Kevin Jin from Sydney, Corey White from Perth.
Oh, Perth, Corey White.
Yeah. Yeah.
He got bashed.
Yeah.
Is this, are we able to talk about this?
Yeah. It was the first night. I mean, they've both put it on their social media, so it's public. Yeah.
Yeah. Public. Well, okay, what happened with the bashings?
Wolfie was there, of course.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know what to believe from him. He mm-hmm. says he didn't start it, but mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. He was there with Corey White, and a guy came over. I don't know. He's just talking shit. Apparently, Wolfie wrapped a jacket around his head, and he didn't like that.
Yeah.
And then he started swinging. I don't know.
So he wrapped a jacket around his head. And he started swinging.
No, Wolfie wrapped a jacket around his head to like try and have him, and then
to have that was a really bad choice of words. To have him,
yes.
I will have you to keep. Yeah, wrap him in the jacket. Wolfie's magic jacket wraps him up, and they get real small, and then he takes him home. Oh, in, like, okay, a bag.
That sounds like a great movie.
Yeah.
That's like some, I don't know.
So the guy was already starting a fight.
Apparently.
And then Wolfie wrapped his head in a jacket. like you would do with a bird. Like if you're trying to care for a bird. Which I've got a story about that in a minute. Remind me to talk about an injured bird.
Okay.
So he did that and it didn't work.
It didn't work.
Yeah.
The guy, it escalated things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wrapping a jacket around someone's head, I reckon, would escalate things.
He wasn't happy.
Yeah.
So he got out of it and then started just beating up Corey White, I think. Wow. And then he got away. And apparently the same guy is the one who beat up or hit, I don't think it was so much a beating up, but Kevin Jin later that night.
Wow.
I don't know. I know Kevin has a tendency to offer like little fidgety ADHD toys to every single person he ever sees. So I'm wondering if maybe he opened with that and the guy was a little messy.
I want to know who this guy was now, this comedian basher.
I know. I would love to know if it was intentional. He's targeting comics.
Does he hate comedians? Does he hate the comedy festival? Is like, I'm trying to think, like, we could get like a team of comedians together to like patrol the streets.
Oh, yes. Can I be on it?
Well, yeah. But I was going to say, like, who in this team, like, what comedians can actually do a good bashing?
Not many.
I'm trying to think of comedians.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I'm trying to think of comedians that would be good in a fight.
Oh, I reckon my boyfriend Jacob would be. You know Jacob.
Yeah.
I reckon he'd be all right.
He'd be good in a fight. I reckon he's got a rage inside him that
he does,
like, I reckon he'd be good in a fight.
Yeah,
I reckon Dan Rath would be good in a fight.
Yeah,
and that's because I've seen him with his shirt off.
Okay.
He's ripped.
That doesn't surprise me.
Dan Rath is ripped, and he's obsessed with cold plunges.
Yes,
like,
yes,
I go to the sauna, I've gone to the sauna with him many times. And we'll go sauna, cold plunge, sauna, cold plunge. You do the circuit, but like, I'll do it like three times. I'm like, done.
That's enough.
He's like, no, I've got to keep going.
God.
And he'll sit in that cold plunge. Like,
the tism switches on.
Yeah, and he's like sitting in the cold plunge for like 15 minutes and he was just shaking. And I'm like, dude, are you okay? And he's like, I've heard that sometimes if you stay in here so long, like your heart can just stop. And I'm like, get out. Get out of the cold plunge. But he's fit. He's ripped.
Yeah, he's all about the biohacking shit. Yeah. So you're right. I think he's got to be on there. I do think I would be a decent team member. I did MMA as a kid. Okay.
Oh, well, wait. You did MMA as a kid?
Yeah.
Is that legal? Is that like an underground thing?
I wasn't
thing?
In
like,
the ring. I was just training.
Like, there's like underground kid fights. It's like dog fights. No, where they get kids
I was,
to like beat
I was beat up by my parents. That's just what yeah. I call it.
That's my way of hiding trauma. Is that, oh, no, I was in MMA.
Yeah,
I
no,
was in
no.
MMA. Yeah, no, it was... Fuck, that's dark.
No, we did. We did training. The woman who trained us, she trained some stars like John Travolta for the movie Ladder 49.
You were trained by someone who trained John Travolta.
Uh huh.
Wow.
Her name's Cookie.
Yeah, Cookie. Cookie, the MMA trainer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
So I'm pretty tough.
Yeah. Yeah.
I reckon I could get in there.
I reckon you could do it. Yeah. I reckon that's all we need.
Yeah.
You, Dan Raff.
Yep.
Jacob.
Jacob's not even here.
Yeah,
but we'll get him down.
Call him down.
Okay.
Call him up. Call him down. And we'll get a posse. And we'll find this comedian basher.
Oh, my God. And then we will join him.
Yeah.
And start bashing yeah. comedians. I need to know, what was the bird story?
Oh, well, yeah. I realized I've got a... I was going to say I've got a story about that, but also at the same time, I don't think it's a funny story. I've just been caring for an injured magpie in my backyard.
Oh, my God. Seriously?
And I like... It's been like so many days. Like I tried to call Wildlife Victoria and they're all like, you know, volunteers and stuff. So no one could come out. And it was like, I think its leg was broken or injured.
Oh.
And it kept like just sitting on the ground. It could fly, but then it would just like land on the ground, like flat.
Oh.
Like, and it couldn't perch on anything.
Yeah.
And I tried to perch on my clothesline and then immediately like fell off. And then so I started like giving it like my dog's food. Like apparently dry food is
yeah,
good. Like
yeah.
bread is terrible.
Yeah.
People feed it mince, but apparently that's not as good either.
No.
It's like dry biscuits, but also sometimes if you wet them.
Yep.
I was leaving out shallow, because it was really hot, I was leaving out shallow water dishes like around the yard. So it could, and then like one day I saw it like lying next to it, like drinking.
Aww.
And then yesterday I finally, like, I was like, I was getting so depressed because I'm like this poor magpie. Because I couldn't, I tried to get a blanket over it.
Yeah.
To like. Capture
Bring
it.
Bring him in, yeah.
But he could fly fine, so he would always fly off.
Okay.
But then yesterday I saw him, like two days ago I saw him and he was standing a little bit, like he was getting up. And then yesterday I saw him and he was full perched on my clothesline. I was like, he's healing.
He's getting
I've
better.
Healed this magpie.
Oh,
I've brought him back. And then I started getting obsessed with that, the magpie and the dog on the news.
What?
Have you seen this magpie and the dog
I
on the news?
I don't think so.
Molly and Pet. Penny, I want to say.
Surely I've seen it. Maybe I've seen clips online or something.
It was an Instagram thing where these people found, they found an injured baby magpie. Then they nursed it back to health and it became tame.
Of course.
And it was like, became friends with their dog and they would play. And they have a whole Instagram channel where the dog and the magpie will play. And then the Department of the Environment took the magpie away. And then
what?
It was on a current affair. And then the Queensland State Premier said he would step in and return Molly to the dog family.
I'm going
to
cry.
It's so crazy. It's the craziest story. And then those people that are like on team government going, you shouldn't keep a wild animal as a pet.
Of course.
And there's other people saying, this animal was dead without them. Like
yeah,
it was like,
absolutely.
It was like a fledgling and it was like injured and stuff. So it was
there's always a point where it's just, it's too far gone.
It's too, like, it would either be a dead magpie or a magpie living at these
pet
people's
magpie.
Houses. I'm on team Molly.
Yeah.
I love this magpie.
Yeah. Whatever's best for the bird.
Yeah. And I started having fantasies that this magpie and my dog would become best friends. Because my dog is called Bird.
Oh, stop.
And so now I've called the magpie Doggy.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, I can't come up with a name for this magpie because it's going to get killed eventually because it's got a bung foot.
No.
But it's like it recognizes me now and it won't, I can get pretty close to it and give it food and it will sit there and wait for food and I'll give it food and it will be like, all right.
No,
cool.
this magpie's in your life forever now.
Yeah, I know.
And you know what the best part is?
Yeah.
They tell all their friends.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
they
awesome.
Communicate. They're smart.
I've never been swooped by a bird. And I think it's because
they always tell all their mates.
I was friends with, we had like a little magpie called Maggie who would let me like pat it when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I swear she went and told the hood. And as I've traveled around, everyone's kind of words gotten out.
Yeah, yeah.
The magpies, they see me, they're like, sup, girl.
I actually heard, because I've been doing a lot of magpie research to help this magpie.
Of course.
And I read that for some reason they swoop men a lot more than they swoop
really?
Women. Don't know what that's about.
Well, I'd say if I would, I'm not a betting woman, but if I was, I'd say more of the people that have ever fucked with birds have probably been mostly guys.
I would say.
It's throwing stones?
I would say there's like an, I would say 99% of everyone who's ever chucked something at a bird is a teenage boy.
And that might just skew their, their perspective a little.
Yeah. And that, like, that's something I can firmly say without any shadow of a doubt is there's never been a good teenage boy.
Yeah.
They're all scumbags. 100% of them throughout all history.
I reckon, yeah, I agree. I think there are probably some on the more fun side of scumbag.
Yeah.
I reckon you probably would have been.
Oh, yeah, but I was still a scumbag.
Yeah, like I think of Jacob, who I swear is like just the most wonderful man in the world. I've never met anyone with a bad thing to say about him. It's crazy.
Oh, I've got some stuff. I'll tell you when we stop recording.
No, I want it on air. I know that he was a little dirtbag as a teenager as well. You know, he loved chucking TVs. One of his favorite pastimes.
Wait. He loved chucking TVs?
Yeah. You get an old TV and you chuck it off a bridge or... Wait, sorry. Have you been to Queensland?
Yeah.
You grew up... Yeah, come on.
I mean, I've chucked a lot of stuff off a lot of things, but never a full TV. That's wild.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he chucked a couple of TVs off. Oh,
more than a couple. Sometimes I'll see him zone out when we're watching telly and I go, you can't chuck it, babe. We need this one.
You're thinking about chucking TVs again. That would be so fun.
It would be.
It would actually be really fun to chuck a full TV. Like those old CRT TVs.
Yeah.
I've smashed one of them up on, I talk about this in my show, but I smashed one. I was in a punk band and I smashed one of them up on stage because I had a picture of an American flag and George W. Bush on it.
God damn.
Pretty political. So.
Very political.
Yeah, it was pretty
An
cool.
anarchist. Wow. I am so excited to see your show. So excited.
It's all right.
It's all right. Right.
Yeah. No, it's real good.
It's really good. Everyone should go see it.
It's the best show I've ever made.
I want to kind of get into your comedy stuff a little bit more as well, but I do want to know. I mean, you're saying all the stuff about teen boys. What were you like as a kid?
I was a dickhead. I was I remember as a teenager, this is the thing that really pissed me off.
Mm-hmm.
I started smoking as a teenager to be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like I literally started
smoking
doing it because it was cool.
Yeah.
And because the thing about teenagers, and it's all teenagers really, is that it 100% worked.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one of the bullies at my school literally said, oh, like he found out that I was smoking behind the lockers and he was like, oh, I didn't know you were cool. And I was like,
that's crazy.
Like I can literally just be cool and accepted. And then the last year of high school that I was in, I remember people were suddenly I was not unpopular.
Yeah, right.
Because I was someone had seen me smoking and they're like, oh, he's cool. Like he's actually all right.
Yeah.
Like he's a cool guy.
But were you unpopular before that point?
Oh yeah. Big time.
Oh my God.
I was I was a nerd. In high school, I went to two high schools. The first high school I went to was Redbank Plains State High.
Yep.
And that was a rough school.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really nerdy when I was at Redbank Plains. I got beaten up a lot.
Oh,
And it got to the point where mum and dad were you can't go to the school anymore.
Yeah,
because I was just constantly getting beaten up.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And so my cousin went to this new private school that was in Ipswich called West Moreton Anglican College. Mm-hmm. And this is my way of saying we weren't rich, but this was a new private school and it was the cheapest private school around.
Yes, I'm familiar with the type.
It was super cheap. And it was a co-ed school. It wasn't an all-boys school.
Yes. Oh, that's great.
If I ever had the choice, I never would have gone to an all-boys school.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was this co-ed private school and then mum and dad were you got to get... Because they had academic and music scholarships and we can't fucking afford this. Because it was cheap ads, but it was still something.
Yes.
And so then I got a music scholarship. Because I used to play the saxophone. And
so
it was
cool.
But it was real easy because there were 10 people that played musical instruments in school. Because it was a fucking tiny school.
Yeah, of course.
And then I went there and that's ironically where I stopped being so nerdy and good and started smoking cigarettes and being a fuckhead. And that's
I
also
relate
where
more honestly. It's so annoying.
And that's when I also became a goth.
Yes.
Or
yes,
started
yes,
to become a goth.
Yes,
I was I'm gonna
course.
Be a goth.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so that was my high school years at West Moreton Anglican College in Redbank Plains High.
Far out. I mean, in among all of that, you know, I'm sure you would have had like your friends, or did you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I had like heaps of, like, I'd say the first half of high school, all my friends were like, all the computer computer nerds. And we didn't even have a computer at my house. And they always used to make fun of me because, like, we didn't have a computer. And they'd be like, oh, you don't even have a computer. Yeah, if you did have one, it'd probably be a 286. Or
Jesus bleh. Christ.
And I was like, yeah, whatever. And I used to hang out with them a lot. And then later in high school, I feel like, you know, I still hung out with, like, the nerds. But yeah, there was a bunch of people that I was hanging out with. I was more into like drinking and smoking cigarettes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But then I left high school in year 11 and I did TAFE.
Oh yeah. Okay. Nice. I did,
Certificate 2 in music.
And oh, that cool.
That was cool.
Yeah. How long after that did you join a band?
That was during that. Yeah. Right. So I joined a band in TAFE with people I met in TAFE, literally because the end of year project for TAFE was to do a performance.
Oh yeah, of course.
And we sort of formed a band at first just for the purposes of doing a end of year performance. But then we kept going and we were this punk band and we were shit. And I talk about that in my show. in detail.
Oh, that's so good. Bands are fun though. I did music as well. Yeah. And I always insisted, because I'm a singer and like can bass like very poorly accompany myself on instruments, but I would always insist on being a solo artist because I didn't want to depend on other people. And honestly, it was probably just because I was a bit of a I struggled with some friendship stuff as a kid. So I was like, I don't need to depend on anyone else. But I had major FOMO because everyone in bands just had like inbuilt best friends and everyone was just hanging out all the time.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's fun. And it's the same with comedy.
Yeah.
It's really fun doing like sketch comedy and group comedy. And like, because it's when you're with other people, there's fun involved. And I mean, you can have different levels of like, I mean, there's plenty of bands where like, you know, like my favorite band ever was the Smashing Pumpkins. Not anymore, but you know, I was always obsessed with the Smashing Pumpkins in high school. And like, I mean, all the other members in that band didn't, they just did what Billy Corgan told them to do. There's lots of bands where it's just one person makes it all.
That's true. But that doesn't sound that fun for everyone else.
No. Well, it depends. Like, it would, like, there's some people that are like, yeah, cool, just tell me what to do, dude. I'll be there. Like, I'll rock up, I'll be there. But yeah, it's fun doing stuff with other people. But then also there's inevitable arguments and fights. And then you're always going like, oh, I could just do this myself.
Yeah. Totally. Did you ever quit the band and then come crawling back or anything like that?
No, that band just kind of broke up.
Yeah, okay.
There was definitely bands where I quit. I was in a few different bands, but like there was really only the one punk band that I played like a bunch of gigs. You know,
yeah,
I was in a metal band briefly. I was in a ska band really briefly.
Awesome.
And I didn't even play any gigs. And then I quit that band. Not because I didn't like them or anything, just because I found ska music to be kind of boring to play, especially on the sax. Like it was just like,
That's fair.
But it was annoying because that band, you know, they had a little bit of success, but they once played a show with Madness.
Okay.
The ska band from the UK, and the saxophone player got up and played with them for a bit. And I was like, man, I could have been playing with Madness that one night.
Oh, God damn it.
But yeah, I played in a bunch of bands, but that's been a long time since I've done any of that.
When you started comedy, had you fully stopped music?
Yeah, completely. Yeah. I remember when I first told my dad that I was doing comedy, I said to him, oh, I've got a gig on the weekend.
Mm.
And he said, oh, have you joined another band or something?
Yeah, right.
I said, no, I'm doing stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
And he went, oh. He literally went like, ugh. And he put his hands up here and just says, I don't want to hear about it.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to know about it. Ugh. Like, he was cringing so hard.
That's so funny. Oh, my God. How old were you when you started?
When I started comedy, I reckon I was like 26.
Yeah, right.
I was at university, so I'd like, my timeline is like I dropped out of school, did TAFE, played in bands, bummed around for a while, then went to uni. I wasn't a mature age student, but everyone said I was, but like I wasn't straight from high school. And then like in my like second last year of uni, because I did like honors and I also my degree blew out because I failed some subjects. But like in my second last year of uni, I started doing comedy just as a hobby. with Henry Stone.
Yeah, of course. I thought you guys started around the same time.
Yeah, and we literally started like together. We started making sketches and doing comedy. And he'd said he always wanted to do stand-up. So yeah. did I. And then we both booked in to do an open mic. And it was not long after that that we met Sam.
Yeah.
Sam Campbell. Yep. And started doing stuff together.
Yeah.
But I was definitely older than those guys. You know, I was like 25, 26 when I started doing comedy. And I'd already been in bands and I'd already been at uni and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, right.
And so, yeah, I kind of started late, but...
No, you know. But still, I mean, you guys are like the golden era of people starting, right? Like, I mean, right now, it's like the those of us who are newer look at you guys and are like, oh, look at them.
Yeah.
They started together. I don't know. We've got all these ideas in our head of you guys starting together and doing your sketches. And it's like, that seems so fun. Was it so fun?
It was really fun. Like, I mean, we had, I remember Sam and Henry and I having all kinds of arguments about all kinds of stupid shit.
Oh, that's fun.
I remember having like actual, when we made like this dumb show about chess and robots, having like actual arguments. And,
yeah.
And like, yeah, we were angry at each other. I can't even remember about what.
That's awesome.
But like, yeah, it was good. It was awesome. And it's awesome to see Sam doing so well now.
Oh, yeah.
When I was over in the UK, I was in a cab. Like I got a London cab from the airport. It was my first time in London. And the cabbie was like, oh, what are you doing? And I couldn't, sometimes I won't say that I do comedy, but I just went, oh yeah, I'm a comedian. Yeah. Like I'm here, I'm doing comedy. And he goes, oh, you know that, you're Australian, you know that Sam Campbell. I was like, yeah.
That's so cool.
I used to live with Sam.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's cool.
It's awesome. That's so awesome. I do find it funny when people say like, no, never tell anyone you're a comedian. It's embarrassing. It's annoying. Man, I tell them all the time.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not embarrassed. I just like, sometimes I'll just be like, I don't want to answer questions.
Totally. If you don't feel like talking, because it comes with so many questions. But like last night I got an Uber. A guy asked, you know, I was a little high, assuming. I was like, yeah, man, I'm in town during the festival. And by the end of it, he had my flyer. He followed me.
Yeah.
I think now he's bought a ticket.
Hell yeah. Like you're making money.
The Uber paid for itself.
Yeah, exactly. That exactly paid for itself.
Yeah.
I remember like coming back from an open mic in Brisbane back when I was like 26.
Yeah.
And I was driving Sam home.
Oh, yeah.
To his house in Toowong. And he was like, 19 at the time? Mm. And he looked way younger than that.
Yes. Well, he still looks...
He 19. Looks younger than he is, and I look older than I am. And my car is a piece of shit. And we'd been at this open mic for a while and, you know, blah, blah, blah. It was like, by the time we were coming home, it was actually like 1 a.m. because we'd been hanging around. I had a couple of beers, but like mid-strength beers, and I was like, yeah, I'm sure I'm under the limit.
Yeah.
But also, I don't want to get breathalyzed. We got pulled over right before Sam's house. By cops just going like, what are you doing? Like, where are you like driving around this piece of shit car at 1 a.m. And then the guy shines the light in the car and then sees Sam sitting there and then me. And then he goes to Sam like, what are you doing with this fella?
Oh, my God.
And I'm not wanting to get breathalyzed, right? Yeah. I'm sure I'm under the limit, but, you know, I have had like two, three beers. Four, five beers. What, like, I'm under the limit. Uh-huh. But I don't want to get breathalyzed. And then Sam just turns to the cop and goes, we're comedians. It's like, shut the fuck up, man. Just shut the fuck up. And he's like, you're comedians? He's like, yep, we do comedy.
Oh, my God, that's so cute.
Oh, my God.
What'd the cops do?
They just checked my ID and said, where are you going? And I said, we were just at a comedy show and now I'm just dropping Sam home. Yeah. And they went, all right, and they left.
Honestly, I think it's a good thing to mention to cops. They get a little bit of a thrill. They go, oh, so, okay.
Yeah, we were doing an open mic in Newmarket Hotel. So we're actually a pretty big deal.
Great gig. Oh, man, that's awesome. How has it been, like, you know, it's been over a decade with those guys, right, doing your shit together and everything. How has how have your friendships developed over the years? As everyone's kind of goes off in their different ways, different states, countries, successes and all of that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I would say, like, Sam and Henry and I are still pretty good friends.
You hate Damien now.
Hate Damien. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Damien.
Put it on the record.
Yeah, no, Damien. Damien I see more than anyone, I reckon.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, he stayed at my house for like a week the other week. I hate Damien. He's well, psycho.
That'll do it.
He doesn't sleep. He just stands in his room.
Arms folded over his chest.
He's just always stressed out. He's always doing back exercises. Oh, he's always got my back. And then, like, I go into the fridge and I'm like, what's all this fucking fermented goat milk? And then there was this big bowl of powder. And I'm like, what's this powder? And he's like, it's protein powder. I'm like, why is it in a bowl? Why have you got this powder in the fridge? And all this. And then, like, my partner, she's cleaning out the fridge. Going, what's all this fucking half-drunk fermented goat milk bottles? There's like three of them. I'm like, I don't. It's Damo shit. I don't know. So, yeah. And Damo came to my show the other night.
Yeah.
And in my show, there's a part where, like, at the very, very end, a video plays. And then the lights come on and I just come out and say thank you, like officially, like show done.
Yeah.
And the lights came on. It was the first time I could really see the audience. And I could see it was an almost totally full house. And I could see everyone clapping and cheering except Damo sitting up the back with his arms stretched across like four seats, just staring, frowning, just staring at me. I'm like, well,
That's so funny. Yeah. All right. Yeah. No, fair enough. I'd hate him too.
Yeah. Nah, Damo's all right.
Yeah.
I once actually had a full... I once drove from Brisbane to Melbourne with Damo.
Oh.
It was a two-day drive. Uh-huh. We stopped overnight somewhere out of Sydney. Campbellfield, I want to say. Campbelltown. And on that drive, we had a full screaming argument where we stopped talking to each other for like 4 hours.
Oh, my God.
And it was because... The reason we had an argument was because Damien was insisting that Stalin had no idea that Hitler was going to invade the Soviet Union. And I was insisting that Stalin knew that eventually war would happen between the Soviet Union and Nazi Germany. And we were arguing about this to the point where Damo was like getting out his phone. He's like, oh, fucking. And then I grabbed his phone, like I'm driving, and I threw it on the ground and just go, fuck up. Just stop being a fucking loser. Fuck you. And like we just stopped talking for like 4 hours.
That's insane.
It's insane. And then I think he broke the silence by going, what would you do if I pulled down my pants and bare butt farted in your face? And I was like, I would punch you. And he goes, that is an overreaction. I was like, it's not an overreaction. And then we went. So then we stayed in this hotel in Campbelltown, this tiny little, like, it felt almost like slightly bigger than a capsule hotel. There was just two bunk beds and then a toilet in this tiny little thing. And there were two places to eat next to the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Two places only. One was McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
And the other was the Hooters chain of restaurants.
Awesome.
And so we were like, let's go to Hooters.
Obviously. Like,
we're going to go to Hooters.
Oh, like, my God.
When you're in Campbelltown and we went to Hooters. And, like, I will say their buffalo wings are, like, proper good.
Man, I've been dying to go to Hooters for so long, especially because I'm used to, like what's it called? Not Pig and Whistle, the one with the curly fries?
Oh, in Hog's Queensland? Breath?
Yes, thank you. Hog's Breath. I miss Hog's Breath.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is like sort of like Hog's Breath.
Horny Hog's Breath.
Yeah, horny Hog's Breath. And it was
so keen.
It was funny going there with Damo because we're just like in there and like at one point someone had like celebrating a birthday and all the Hooters girls got around and clapped and like danced for him. And then this woman comes and sits down at the table next to us.
Yeah.
And she's like, ah, oh, hi, blah, blah, welcome to Hooters. And Damo just immediately goes, what is this? Like, what is all this? Like, why is it like this? She's like, what do you mean? He's like, I don't know. It's just a weird, like, it's this weird sexual thing, but it's not. It's just a restaurant.
It's a family restaurant as well. Yeah, it's so like a
family
weird.
Restaurant. Like, what is this? Like, there were kids there. And she's like, I don't know, man. And we're like, yeah, anyway, we'll just have the buffalo platter.
Oh, my God. And it was delicious. That's so funny. I mean, it's literally, it's what the people, what the masses want, you know?
Yeah.
They want a slut, but they want it to be Christian.
Yeah.
You know?
It's such a weird place.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad your friendships are going strong. It's very good.
Yeah, they're all going pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has there ever been a kind of, I mean, I would assume this would happen more so earlier on in people's careers, but ever get very weird when someone gets a certain kind of success or maybe they're just too busy or anything like that to hang out? Or have you guys kind of always been good?
I don't get weird.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like sometimes I'll meet, like, you know, especially when people go overseas, you know, like I hardly ever see Sam anymore because he's over there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like I'll miss him. Yeah. Like, I mean, I don't even care.
you love him.
But like, like, yeah, I'll miss my friends, you know, yeah. like when people go overseas and they're getting successful, you just don't see them that much anymore.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't get weird about it. I don't get jealous or anything like
that.
No,
but anyone getting jealous of you?
Oh, well, I mean, if they're jealous of me, I mean, I got $3.12 in my bank account right now. Like,
yeah, okay, okay.
but like, no, I mean, I don't know. Like, I'll be spiteful or jealous about people who I hate.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
and
I'll
that brings
like,
people
oh,
together.
Yeah, I hate this person. I hate how they're famous or I hate what they're getting success.
I just think that's healthy.
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfectly fine.
But yeah, when it's like, especially when it's like people that deserve it. I mean, like, there's never going to be any jealousy with like someone like Sam, for example, mm-hmm. because A, he's a mate, so I'm just glad he's doing well.
Totally.
But B, like, fuck, he's the funniest dude. Like,
he's so funny.
The year he won the Barry Award, RIP, whatever it's called now, I saw his show, and this is like someone who, like, I know him well.
Yeah.
So I've seen him and performed with him a lot.
Of course.
So I know his sense of humor. Yeah. And like, yeah, of course I find him funny. But like, you know, I'm so used to his sense of humor, right? And I see his show, and it was the most I'd laughed in any show ever, even since then. Like,
phenomenal.
It was the funniest fucking show I've ever seen. So, like, yeah, it's cool that he wins because, of course, he did because it was the funniest show.
Yeah,
like, they
totally.
Literally just gave it to the funniest show that year.
Yeah, that's perfect. No, I went to a show last year down here and got to a point where I couldn't laugh anymore. I was so exhausted from laughing. I got teary.
Yeah.
Like, it was awesome.
Yeah. I love that when you're like literally in pain.
Yeah.
You're like, please actually
stop. It's I need a breather.
It's like when your uncle's like holding you by the foot over the balcony and tickling you. I don't know if that's a universal experience.
No. Was that recent or?
No. Oh, yeah. Just like the other day.
God damn it. Oh man, well that's really nice. And look, I mean, I only ask this because, like, I've had a really weird year, and I got a bunch of followers and on the internet and stuff. And like, that's not necessarily success or anything like that. But it has been weird to see like some friends kind of be strange about it, you know. And I it does kind of just put things in perspective, you know. Guess we're not that close, but for the most part I'm like, man, if any of my friends have any modicum of success, I'm just so happy.
Well, yeah, I mean, and that's the thing as well, especially in like, this is the thing I hate about comedy and the arts in general,
yeah,
all forms of arts, is there's a certain percentage of people that like want to do the thing that they're doing, i.e. comedy, and then there's also a percentage of people that they just kind of want to be famous. They want to be rich and successful. And, you know, comedy is a way for them to do it because they've seen a bunch of other people do it. You know, like whether it's going on Australian Idol or, you know, going being a comedian or whatever. And they're the people that are always going, how'd you get that? How'd you get that
thing?
Oh,
my God, where totally.
You, like, you know, and like it's normal. It's normal to be annoyed or jealous or whatever in some respects. Everyone is. We're human beings.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah.
And I'll get annoyed if I'm not, you know, like doing the gala, you know, because I've never done the gala. And I'm like, oh, God, why am I not
doing that? That's fucking crazy.
But that like, you know, I don't care. Like, it's like, yeah, I'll get annoyed about it, but then I'll be like, oh, I don't care. Like, it's fine. Like, I just want to do my stuff. Like, because I'm focusing on just trying to be funny because I'm not, like, I'm not doing this because I'm like, yeah, I really want to be successful and famous. I'm doing this because I fucking love doing it.
Yeah.
Like, it's real good.
It's so
a good
fun.
Thing to do. And like,
people get so happy. It's so nice.
And I'm just like, my goal is never like, yeah, I want to be rich. Like, I want to be successful so I don't have to worry anymore about other stuff.
Yeah.
But like, my goal is like, I want to make, all I'm thinking about when the comedy festival comes around is I want to make the funniest show. Like, I don't care about whether there's like a hook, you know, or like who's going to come or how am I going to, you know, whatever. I don't know. Like, I'm just like, I just want to make the funniest show. Like, I want to do something crazy, funny, psycho, whatever. And like, you just can't, you can't get too wrapped up in like, oh, this person's got that, why don't I have this? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, and people that get like jealous and weird if you get some level of success, it's like, well, suck shit. Like, I don't know.
Be
like,
better.
Yeah, like do better. Or like, you know, I don't know, just like, It says a lot about them sometimes as well.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, oh, I'm fucking angry that you've gotten something good.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, but going back to what I was saying before, like if someone I fucking hate who I think sucks gets something good, I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, absolutely. Jacob said something the other day. He's like, no one has ever gotten anything because they deserve it, according to comedians. Like it's always because she's a woman, because they're black, because whatever, whoever they're fucking. Like it's just crazy.
Yeah, totally.
But it is very funny and perfectly fine if it's someone you hate.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh my gosh. I want to know a little bit more about your childhood.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you were a kid.
Yeah, I'm just moving because I'm...
Move, get comfy.
I'm trying to get my back
Do whatever
right.
you... Oh, God, you right?
Yeah, no, I'm good. Yeah, it's good now.
Damien
yeah.
was uncomfortable in the fort.
Yeah. That doesn't surprise me. He's seldom comfortable anywhere in his own skin, Damo.
Oh, yeah. It's really concerning. It's nice to bump into him the other night. It's always a pleasure.
Damien Power is really cool. I'm just mucking around.
He is great. He's he's delightful. The podcast people know him. He's been on. What kind of like Ipswich is kind of like country-ish. It's really far out.
It's well, I don't know. I don't feel like it's that far out.
No,
it's like no. I mean, I don't know. I've always Toowoomba's far out. Like,
yeah,
Toowoomba feels like a country town. Ipswich feels more like a big. I don't know, but maybe I'm biased, but like growing up in Ipswich, I've always, but also I've grown up sort of on the eastern side of Ipswich, which is close. Like literally I'll drive for like 10 minutes from my house and then I'm in Brisbane.
Okay.
In the outer suburbs of Brisbane.
Oh, right. What, like the Redlands or something? What's next?
So it's like next suburb.
Brisbane. No, yeah, sorry.
It's like Wacol.
I
grew up around Red Bank.
Yeah, right. No, that is a bit more central, I understand.
Yeah, but like, yeah, I mean, when you're on the highway, it just seems like you're not, it seems like you never get out, like it's just you're in suburbs until you get to the city of Brisbane, but there's never like a gap.
Yeah.
You know, you're never driving through like, oh, there's just all bush now.
That's true. You know, okay.
So for me, it just feels like all one big, greater metropolitan area.
Yeah.
But yeah, I grew up in Ipswich.
Do you have siblings?
Yeah. I've got siblings. So, well, when I say I grew up in Ipswich, so the story of my life is I was born in New Zealand, in Whanganui.
What?
When I was about two, I want to say two, my dad was a butcher, and we moved to a town called Tinkam Bay near Gympie.
Okay.
And he started butchering at this butcher shop
up
there. And then quite quickly after that, he decided he was done with being a butcher because he was bored.
Okay.
And he wanted to become a cop.
Oh, wow.
And my dad became a cop. And that's when we moved to Ipswich.
Oh, my God.
He became
a
cop and started working as a policeman in Ipswich.
Fuck.
That's
weird, growing up with a cop dad.
Yeah, cop dad. It was
whoa.
It really influenced that first year of high school when I was at Red Bank Plains.
Yeah.
People knew my dad was a cop.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that would have helped.
My dad would have arrested a lot of their dads.
Mm-hmm. Shit.
But yeah, because he was a cop in the local area as well.
Yeah.
So people didn't like that. They used to call me Piglet.
Oh my God, that's actually so cute though. Yeah.
It's kind of funny. Like, it is kind of funny, objectively. but yes, I have a younger brother, younger sister.
Oh, okay. So you're the oldest.
Yeah, I'm the
wow.
oldest. Yeah.
Was that a lot of pressure?
Nah.
Nah?
Nah.
You friends with your siblings?
Yeah, I would say I'm pretty good friends with them. They both live in New Zealand.
Oh.
But I go over there fairly regularly.
Yeah.
They both live in Wellington. Yeah, they're both probably more successful than me.
Ah. Oh. What's the measurement?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm more famous.
Yeah, suck it.
So, yeah, that's cool.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, I think that's true. Yeah. Not superannuation. It's just fame.
No. If you work forever until you die, then you don't need superannuation.
That's
it's
true.
Fine.
Or if there's a societal collapse and the banking system completely collapses, then superannuation is a moot point.
It's nothing.
Yeah.
We should all get it out early.
Yeah.
I did that in COVID.
Yeah, I got some as well during COVID.
Yeah.
And I got some years before that due to financial hardship.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got like not much.
Yeah, cool. We can both just die young, I reckon.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, I actually have some sleepover games.
Okay.
We do this. I do this every episode.
Yeah.
It's just how I end the podcast. It's a bit of fun.
Yeah.
It lets me get
Love
to know
this.
My guests a little better.
That's cool.
We become best friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to be hearing from me.
All right.
So the first game is Would You Rather?
Mm-hmm.
Now, as a caveat, I would like to say that, you know, you've, I personally think that you're one of the funniest people in the country.
Thank you. But not as funny as some of those politicians up in Canberra.
Oh, my God. Very topical. Get out.
Okay. Yeah, sorry.
No. But a part of your comedy, I tell me if you think this is fair to say.
Mm.
You sometimes do a bit of gross humor.
Oh, I mean, maybe a couple of times.
A couple of times
in the gross scale of things. Maybe, I don't know.
No, you would never.
No, doesn't sound like me. I'm trying to think.
Well, I want to know. Would you rather never be allowed to do any gross comedy on or off the stage or have to be oily 24/7?
The question is unfortunately very easy. I would rather never do any gross comedy.
Wow.
Then it's like I can't do any gross comedy, but I don't have to be oily. Is that the solution?
Yeah.
Because I've been oily, and I don't mean like oily in general, as in like, oh, my skin's a bit oily.
No.
Like you mean covered in literal.
Covered in oil.
Oil.
Yeah.
It is awful. It's surprisingly awful because the oil is just like, you get so hot.
Oh,
shit. Because like the oil doesn't.
And if you're outside or something, you'll cook.
Yeah, the oil doesn't let you. Yeah, you'd cook. You'd literally like fry.
Okay.
It's real bad. I hated being oily. I hated it so much. I would quit comedy rather than be oily 24/7.
You would quit comedy.
I would quit everything I ever loved.
Yep.
Rather than be oily
24/7.
Wow.
What about would you let the magpie die?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, that's being oily is bad then.
Yeah, being
all
oily
right.
is really bad. For the rest of my life, yes.
Yeah.
Great. I would, yeah.
Great to know. I was just considering being oily next year, so
well, that's yeah, it's hell. It's hell on earth.
Fuck. Okay, all right. This one's pretty broad. Would you rather beans or toast?
Beans or toast?
Yeah, just forever. Just not
oh,
only not a toast.
Wait, are you talking baked beans?
Any beans? Pretty broad.
I hate beans.
You hate beans?
I don't hate beans, but I hate a lot of beans, and I hate baked beans.
What?
I hate baked beans.
What?
I hate them. I don't like them.
Why?
I don't want them in my life. I don't.
You don't want to see them?
I'll turn down a baked bean. I don't want a baked bean. I don't want to get involved with it.
What about a kidney bean?
Kidney bean.
In a chili?
Chili, I don't mind a bit of beans.
Yeah.
I don't mind like refried beans.
Yeah, refried beans. Ooh.
I don't mind like those, what are those little black beans? Black beans?
Black beans.
Yeah. Get a burrito with some black beans.
Yeah,
hey, I'm loving
good.
It.
Pretty good.
There's some beans I like. Like, edamame's a bean, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love edamame.
Edamame's great.
So, but yeah, if we're talking like toast, oh man, I love toast.
Toast is fantastic.
I love toast more than beans.
Okay, all right.
Love toast more than beans.
Heard it here first, everybody.
Hot scoop.
Thanks for answering my dumb questions. Now, this one was sent in by a listener, a fan, Mr. Jacob Lingard.
Okay.
For you specifically. This is Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Yeah, okay.
Fuck, Marry, Kill, Mr. Oily, Squishy Mulligan, and Chooker.
Squidzy Mulligan.
Squidzy Mulligan. I'm sorry.
Squishy Mulligan.
I'm so sorry.
I love.
He must have had spell check on.
Yeah. Squishy Mulligan. Just for reference, in case anyone doesn't know, Mr. Oily, Squidzy Mulligan, and Chooker are all characters that I've done. Chooker is a metalhead. I haven't even thought about this character for a long time.
He's a super fan.
Yeah, he's a metalhead who loves heavy metal. It was a spin-off to the JDOS videos.
Oh, awesome.
Because I was JDOS's mate from the work side. Then Squidzy Mulligan is a hack comedian who just does crowd work, and every piece of crowd work always comes back to your buddy looking up computers and having a wank. And then Mr. Oily is covered in oil.
Just covered in oil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's fuck, marry, kill.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's hard not to just go kill, kill, kill. Like, it's who am I not? Like, so kill. Fuck is going to be Mr. Oily.
Yeah, okay.
That's, it's weird. That's... It's weird trying to think about which version of myself I want to fuck.
Is it? I don't relate to that. I've been doing a joke lately about how bad I want to fuck myself. I'm so narcissistic. Yeah. I'm bisexual as well, helps.
Yeah. I would definitely fuck Mr. Oily.
Okay.
Because the oily and slippery, that's already sexual.
Yeah.
I'm into it. then it's marry versus kill, Squidzy Mulligan versus Chooker.
Yeah.
I reckon I would marry Chooker
because
he's into heavy metal.
Yeah.
He's into smoking bongs.
Dream man.
And I'm into heavy metal, and I'm not really into smoking bongs anymore, but like I might have a little bong every now and again.
Why not?
I feel like he would just also just want to like not be in your face. Like he's just like, just sitting around listening to heavy metal.
Yeah.
So I'd marry him.
That's nice.
I think it would be a loveless marriage, but I think it would be fine.
Oh.
And I would kill Squidzy Mulligan for sure, and I would delight in that. I would love to kill him while he was on stage.
That's good that you didn't pick Mr. Oily to kill, because you wouldn't catch him. You wouldn't be able to get him.
No, he's too slippery. You can't kill Mr. Oily. He can't. I don't think he can die. Even if you did kill him, he'd just, like, another Mr. Oily would just, like, spew forth out of the hole. Like, you'd shoot him in the head, and then another Mr. Oily would just come out. I don't think he's possible to kill him.
Oh, can you make that?
What? Can I make... What, like, can I make a second Mr. Oily?
Yeah. Can you make some sort of video, whether it's you and CGI or even animated, but can you make the hunting of Mr. Oily, please?
The hunting of Mr.
Please.
That's actually a very good idea. Like a short film where people are like going through the woods trying to hunt a Mr. Oily.
Yeah.
And they see him like squirreling around and they're just like, oh, I'm so slippery. And then he's just like strung up.
I don't have a lot of money, but I feel like I will soon, and I'll finance that easily.
That would be fucking good. I've already got it in my mind. When it's real dark, like they string him up and then they cut him open to like pull out his guts, but another Mr. Oily comes out and slips away.
Oh my God, it'd be so funny.
That would be the best film. I want to start a GoFundMe.
Please.
Because it would take a lot of money. It would be an expensive shoot.
So much money.
But I reckon it would be really fucking good.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
All right. Well, might have just come out with the biggest cash cow that's ever been discovered. Because that's winning awards.
Yeah, that's winning Oscars for sure. Best short film.
Fuck. All right. Got another game. A bit silly. It's called Bend or Snap.
Bend or Snap.
Yes, that's the name of the game. Yep. It's basically if a friend did this or was this, would your friendship bend or snap?
Mm-hmm.
As in, is it, you're going to be flexible, you'll let it go, or is it over?
Okay.
Yeah?
All right. Yep.
All right. Bend or snap if your friend doesn't think farts are funny?
I would not even say bend. I wouldn't even, like, it would.
It's
it would
not
be
even
fine.
A bend, it's so fine.
It would be so fine.
That's
with
good.
Me. I don't even think they're funny. I think
intentionally farting in someone's face like Damo offered to you, that sounds awful and horrific, and I would push someone out of a moving car if they did that to me.
Yeah.
But like if it just comes out, like what?
I think the idea of farts is funny. And farts, but like, okay, so I say this after having, I was just talking about this on my podcast with Zoe Coombs' yeah. mom. We're talking about how we wanted to do a show called The Fart Show, which is just people making fart sounds for an hour. Jesus. We have like celebrity people making fart sounds. But the thing is, like, I don't find farts funny. I find the fact that it is the lamest form of humor.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's so funny.
Yeah, like, it's funny.
Actual farts, I'm like, nah.
It's
I'm
disgusting.
I'm not about it.
It's absolutely disgusting. But yeah. also, like, you know, if, and I'm so sorry for blowing your spot up, babe, but if Jacob farts
yeah.
at home, like, yeah. I'm losing it. It's really yeah. funny because he yeah. doesn't want me to hear it and vice versa. If he ever hears yeah. me, like, I'm bright red. I yeah. try so hard not to.
I wish I was in a relationship where you could just... Where that was, it was still some kind of secret instead of just like, oh, yeah, whatever.
I try to have some secrecy. I yeah. really try, but sometimes yeah. I don't know. But
yeah.
it happens. But it's so funny, I think, because of the shame.
Yeah. Yeah. The shame is funny in general. But yeah, that's not even a bend. That's okay, like, it's okay, fine okay. if you don't find it funny. Good for you.
Good. All right. Bend or snap if your friend loves farts, like really into it.
Oh, I mean.
Like, it's seriously their main form of humor, or...
It's a bend.
Okay.
Because, yeah, it's like, yeah. Like, Damo, for example. He's tested me. He's tested me many times.
I don't think that he actually... surely. Does he...
He... Okay, so this is a true story. I don't know if I should... I will tell it.
Tell it.
Fine. I was once performing a Skills in Time show with Damo, Henry, Sam, mm-hmm. and myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on stage. We were in Sydney, and I was on stage, and I was doing a monologue mm-hmm. on stage. It was like a play. It was a play slash sketch show thing. I was doing a monologue on stage. The backstage is just a curtain. Like, it's just a black curtain.
Yeah.
It's right there. There's like 30 people in the audience. It's a small room. And then I just hear... and then... Oh, fuck off!
Oh, no!
And then the audience laughed, and I'm just like, oh, what the fuck? And then, ah! Oh! And what happened was, Damo, for comedy purposes, farted on Sam's head.
Oh, God.
And then Sam punched him in the balls. And then they had a legitimate argument, and then I had to mediate it, because Damo was like... I was just joking, and Sam was like, I think that's really fucked and disrespectful.
Yeah.
And it's then Damo so was gross. Like, but you don't hit someone in the balls. Like,
you
that's too far.
You fart on someone's face.
And Sam was like, well, yeah, exactly. And I was on Team Sam.
Yeah.
Like,
I
was on Sam's side.
I would be 100%.
And I was trying to say, because I just had recently had an injury where I got hit in the balls with a cricket ball.
Uh-huh.
And I'd had to go to hospital. And I was like, I do understand Damo's pain. But Damo, you have to understand that what you did was very disrespectful. And then I said, but also, I'm performing. Everyone fucking heard
yeah,
it.
Yeah. More importantly, can you all shut up?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So it's a bend, but it's not a snap.
It's pretty bad. Mm. That's pretty bad. Mm. I'd punch someone.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
you can use
yuck.
Violence in that situation.
Yuck. All right. Last bend or snap.
Okay.
If your friend is just... super bummed, such a bummer, super bitter, super jealous, and the most they talk about is bitching about other people.
Oh, I'm trying to think which friends aren't like that.
So it's a bend.
I reckon it's a snap if it gets to a point, if it gets to a point
yeah.
where it's like, there's literally nothing else you ever talk about. Like, yeah, there's a point where I'm like, I want to be like, you know, those Facebook posts, like, I'm cutting out toxic behavior in my life. That's it. I'm friendship cull.
Oh, my God. If you need me, you'll have my number if I like you, okay?
Yeah. But yeah, there's a certain point where it's like, all right, cool. Cool. Like, I get bitter. I say that, you know, don't be bitter and stuff. I'm the most bitter, just angry totally. Person in life. But, like, there's a point where it's like, all right, come on.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we've all got to have our safe spaces to do it, right?
Mm.
Sometimes I worry because my safe space is so much Jacob.
Yeah.
Sometimes I worry. I'm like, oh, you hear the worst, the most negativity anyone can hear. And then I go see people I'm like not as close with.
Mm.
And I'm just like a shining ray of sunshine. I'm like, oh, but you know, I'm sure they're working really hard. Yeah,
yeah,
sure.
yeah. yeah.
It's awful.
Yeah.
But it's in us all. All right.
Yeah.
Good. We've got one more game.
All right. Sweet.
It's the last one.
Sweet.
It's a bit of fun.
Yep.
It's truth or dare, and I'm going to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I will encourage dare. That would be what I would go with, but it's up to you.
Fuck, but that makes me want to go truth.
Shit. I shouldn't have said anything.
God. I'll go dare. No, really? I will go dare.
Really?
Because I'm afraid of truth. Truth is always more fearful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You never know what I'm going to ask, and you have to answer it because of the laws of truth or dare.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. All right. I dare you to drink from the mystery cup. It's all edible. You will not get sick. Do you have any allergies?
I don't have any allergies.
Wonderful. You'll be fine.
I will not get sick.
You will not get sick.
Fuck.
You don't
this
need to drink
it
all.
Worst.
You don't need to drink it all.
This is the worst. So this is the worst dare I've ever. I won't get sick?
You won't get sick. I promise. And you don't need to drink it all. It might even be nice. I didn't try it.
Fuck. What?
Don't look in it. Don't look in it.
I hate this. Okay, can you just tell me,
there's no fish.
There's no bugs.
There's no fish.
There's no bugs of any kind.
It's all edible. It's all, it might be nice.
I hate this. Fuck, I wish I pictured it so bad. I hate this.
No!
I hate this. Okay.
No. What do you reckon?
It's chocolate, but like, is it chocolate and water?
No. I'm so glad it's not that bad. It's a chocolate protein shake. For some reason, I cracked an Easter egg in there, and I was like, this is just a nice drink. And then I poured some Diet Coke into it.
I was going to say, it's tangy.
Yeah. Is it good?
Mm. There's like a chunk. No, it's not good. It's not good. Yeah. It's it's not awful.
I'm so sorry. I never get to get the mystery cup out. And I was just like, oh, I think I've got enough for a mystery cup. The last one was just little bits of ham.
Like, I would have loved that. I would have loved the ham cup.
I don't eat ham. So I was like, it's a waste of ham if I fill a cup of ham.
Man. Okay. That was... I never thought that I would come on a podcast today and have to drink a mystery liquid. It's honestly never happened that I've had to go on anything and drink a mystery liquid. And I like it. I respect it.
Thank you. It's it's a point of difference, you
know? Yeah, yeah. I think it's great. I think it's really cool.
Oh, thank you so much for coming on. It's been
a
pleasure.
Thank you for having me on. This is great. This is a cool, fun time.
I'm so glad. Do you want to tell the listeners where they can find you and what you're doing?
Please. I got a chunk. My show is called Revolting. I'm doing a show called Revolting. It is on right now as I speak at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival at Ridges Hotel. Tickets on the Comedy Festival website. I'll be doing the Sydney Comedy Festival in May. So get tickets to that. And I'll also be doing Edinburgh for the first time. I don't know if you have any listeners over
there. Heaps of listeners in the UK.
Oh, yeah. Please. Yeah. Begging you to come.
Come.
Begging you. I don't know anyone in the UK.
Oh, my God. Okay. Someone put Greg up.
Yeah. I'll be doing Edinburgh and London as well.
Oh, awesome.
I'll be doing my show in London and Edinburgh. Edinburgh first in August. I don't know. I'm pretty sure that is all locked in at the time of speaking, but I don't know if anything's on sale yet.
Yes.
So on my social media, Greg Larson Comedian.
You know that.
Or whatever. Whatever my Twitter handle is it Greg? I don't know. I actually don't know. I think it's Greg Larson Comedian.
I think so.
It'll
be in the
up.
Show notes.
Yeah.
I'll put all the links in the show notes.
Yeah, yeah. The show's called Revolting. The ticket sales are fine, but man, it would be good if more people came.
Yeah.
Come along.
Absolutely. Yeah, go see Greg Larson, everybody. Mm-hmm. Just the funniest.
Thank you.
Thanks, y'all, for listening. I love you all.
To myself, I'm your lover. wanna go.